the kabbonis without its nesachim. That's the chiddush of the psukim over here. V'yimhoyulim elim. Let's say that elim Allah naf kabbonim rubim. Of lohoyulim a foson. Did they not have enough mincha full of them? Again, yaviyo ayel echad only bring one korban better. V'yefoson its korban and its mincha. Layukav akulim b'layefes. Don't bring all of them without the minchas. Here's the essence posuk in the cheskel where Rabbi Shimon makes his drasha to tell us it's kedai to bring only one korban, but as long as you bring the mincha with it, and not to bring a few korbanos without its menachas, without its mesachim. Here now the Mishnah says, Hapor v'yoelim v'yakvosim v'yasoyir eino makfin etalechem. These are the korbanos that are brought on Chag HaShavuos, so we have to bring a par and elim and kvosim. And here the Mishnah is the soyer, which is also brought down in the parsha, that soyer is lachatis. So even though these karbonas are all the korban oil-like, the first ones, and the soyer lachatis, these are not mak of the shtei alechem, that we have to bring on shvuas the shtei alechem. So even though you do not bring all these karbonas, still the shtei alechem has its kedusha. As I will soon see later, what's mak of the shtei alechem is the kvosim, is the two shalmei tzibo, what we bring. And now the Mishnah says, v'loi halechem makfon. And in case you don't bring the shtei lechem, still you can bring these other kabbonis. But ha'lechem makev es ha'kvosim. Yes, if you do not have the shtei lechem, then you cannot bring the special, the two kifsi atzeres, the two shalmei tzibo. Because here is a mitzvah tnufa. You have to bring them up, lift them up together. The shtei lechem and the shnei kvosim. So one, the tamakam mold is makev the other. And the hakvosim einam, but hakvosim einam makfines alechem. The kvosim does not makiv the lechem. Different Rebbe Kiva. These are words of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that if you have the shtei lechem, you can bring them, even though you did not have the kifsi atzeres. But the opposite way, you cannot bring the kifsi atzeres to kvosim if you do not have the lechem. That's the words of Rebbe Kiva. On this, Omar Shimon ben Enes. Shimon ben Enes is back. No, it's not true. Just the opposite. The kvosim is mak of the lechem. Meaning if you do not have the kvosim, you cannot bring the shtei lechem by itself. But the halechem ain't a mak of the kvosim. If you do not have the shtei lechem, you're able to bring the kifsi atzeres by itself. Just the opposite. But the kiva holds, the lechem could come by itself, but not the kvosim. And the Shimon says just the opposite, that the kvosim could come by themselves, but not the lechem. The lechem gets its kedusha through the shchita of the kvosim. If you do not have the kvosim, you cannot bring the shtei lechem. Now, Shimon brings the proof to his halacha, and he says, Shekein matzinu kesho yisod ha-midbar. Arboim shona, the 40 years that Klai Yisrael were in the midbar, when it became shvuas, korvu kvosim, b'le lechem. They brought the kvosim, but they did not bring the lechem. Because the lechem could only come from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz Lorets. And still they brought the kvosim. So see, you can bring the kabbonis even though you have no lechem. Is Omer Rabbi Shimon. That Aloch is kedivrei ben Enas. In other words, that the kvosim is makiv the lechem. You cannot bring the shtei lechem unless you have the kvosim. But you could bring the shnei kvosim even though you do not have the lechem. Avul ein hatam kedvor, but just says his reasoning is not right. Shekol, because the pshat is like this. Shekol omar b'chumah shapikudim, whatever it says in Bar Midbar, by the Masofim, kor Bar Midbar. That haka they brought when they were in the Midbar. But the choloma b'teres kanam, all the kabbonis that says in Vayikro, lekor Bar Midbar. They did not bring when Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar. But mishabol loritz korvu elu v'elu. But when it came into Eretz Yisrael, that's when they first had the chiyuv to bring both. So you can't bring me any proof that in the Midbar they only brought the shnei kvosim and not the lechem, because according to this, in the midbar, they did not bring the shnei kvosim either. The chiyuv first started when they came into Eretz Yisrael. If so, how come I say, how come Rabbi Shimon passes like this, that you could bring the kvosim even though you don't have lechem? That yikru vu kvosim le lechem, how come I say it? Because it's as far as like this. Shakvosim matirin esatzmon le lechem. Because the kvosim, the kabonis, the shal mitzibor, they have their own matirim. When you shecht it, its own zrik as a dam, its mat is carbon by itself. Even though you don't have the lechem, but it's a mat by itself. Ma'ashenkein lechem b'loi kvosim, you cannot bring the shnei lechem if you do not have the shnei kvosim, because Ein li mi yatirenu. There's nothing to be matter the shtei lechem. What's matter the shtei lechem is the kvosim. So if you don't have the kvosim, you do not have what to be matter them. So that's loshin shein loin mi yatirenu. There's nothing there to be matter the shtei halechem. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, go to the price like this. First it says, v'ikraftem al halechem, that you should bring the karbonis al halechem. So Rashi says, d'mashma beinim kraven b'le lechem, v'le lechem kor b'le kvosim, d'mashma you have to have both of them. So, kraven al halechem, v'ikraftem al halechem, kraven al halechem, shivas kvosim t'mimim, that af al pi shein lechem, even though there's no lechem. So again, the pasuk then says shivas kvosim t'mimim, which is mash mafal pi shein lechem. So how do we darshan here? In kei matam leim ala lechem. Why does the pasuk start off saying v'ikraftem ala lechem? Because then it's mash, we do not have to bring it with the shtei lechem. To come teach us like this, melamed shlei nischayvu b'kvosim kredim shnischayvu b'lechem tibur Rebbe Tarfon. The chayisah did not have the chiyuv to bring the shtei kvosim in the midbar. Before that, the chiyuv to bring the shtei lechem. The lechem was only, the chiyuv was in the kei matar tisrael. See, all the same thing, the shnei kvosim, also the chiyuv to bring them was only in Eretz Yisrael and not before. The kozman, they were in the midbar, they reported from both, from the shnei kvosim and the shtei lechem. We have the kiva, and the kiva says no. Yochol heinen kvosim amurim kan, heinen kvosim amurim b'chur meshapkudim. Maybe the same kvosim is talking about over here, the same thing we're talking about the Chumash HaPkudim in Bamidbar. Maybe we're talking about the same Kvosim. Or Marta, I'll tell you no. Kishata Magiye, Tzaporim V'Yelim, Einim Heim. When you come to the Pasha of the Porim and the Elim, the different Kabonis. If so, El HaLolu Boyim Miklal Atzman. V'Yaloyim Boyim Miklal Lechem. That what it says in Chumash HaPkudim comes by itself. For it says in Pasha of Vayikra and Taros Kanim, that only comes the Chlad Lechem. Nimtza comes out like this. Ma shama b'chumash ha'pikudim kor ba'midbar. The kabonis ha'musof in the Torah b'anapashis ha'pikudim in Pinchas klai yisra brought even when they're in the midbar. But ma shama b'teros kanim, the kabonis that it says in Bayikra le'kor ba'midbar, they did not bring in the midbar only later when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Shmura says v'dilma maybe torum v'elim la'vinu. And maybe the Torah and the Beilim, those are different kabbonis for the says in Parshas HaPkudim in Pinchas for the says in Vayikra. But maybe your kvosim inu ninu, but maybe when it says kvosim on both things, it actually means exact same korban. Shmuel says no, midahani ishtani hani nami diachrini. And since these are different, Rashi says midahani ishtani parviyelim diachrini. Is who are in the kvosim also are different. Just like the Purim and the Elim are two separate kabbonis. What it says in the Yikra, what it says in the Midbar, who are in the kvosim also are two separate kabbonis. They're two separate. Samora says, O Purim the Elim, mi mai dishtani, how do you know that the Purim and the Elim are different kabbonis? Do mocha kam rachamon, maybe this is what the Torah says. I boi parish ne Elim likor. If you want to bring one power to Elim, you could bring it. That's what says in Chumash. But that's what it says in Pashas HaPikudim in Pinchas. It means like this: if you want, you can change it around the Korav. But how do you know it means two separate Korbonis? Maybe it means the same Korban. The Pashas is giving you a choice: either bring two Purim in one aisle, or else two Elim in one power. But how do we know the same means two separate Korbonis? What it says in Vayikra, what it says in my Midbar. Svara says yes. Midishtani Isidron Shmamin Achrinu. Since it changes around the Sidron, for what it says in Torah's Kanim, it says, Kvosim upar v'elim. Or in Pinchas, it says, Porim v'elim kvosim. And since it changes around, one place it says, Par and Elim, and here it says, Elim, Porim v'elim, so it's mashma, there are two different type of kabonis. So again, what it says in Pinchas, that's the Musafim. And what it says in Vayikra, that's the Ikachai v'sayayim, that's like two different types of kabonis. Senechnami, the kvosim also are two different types of kvosim. What it says in Vayikra, those kvosim were b'chlal the lechem, and they were only brought when they came to Eretz Yisrael, not before. What it says in Parshas Pinchas, those are different types of kvosim. Now the Mishnah says, Halechem ma'akev es kvosim. that Tanakam holds that the lechem is makkav dechvasim. That Rav Kiva holds, if you do not have the lechem, you cannot bring the shtei kvasim. So Rav says, my time is Rav Kiva. What's the reason of Rav Kiva? Goma yiyo mitiyenu. So again, the Gemara says, my time is Rav Kiva. Goma yiyo mitiyenu. That mal halam lechem is afkam lechem. Dikav only kuvi, you have to have the lechem. So Rashi says, it says, the siv lechem v'shnei kvasim v'hinef ha'koy noisim ha'lechem. Habakurim Tanufam, Yul Hashem Lakrain Yu of Yasa, so you don't know which one, so learns as goes on the Mincha, the Shtei Lechem. The Shtei Lechem, that's the Kuva, as you cannot have the Shtei Kvasim without the Shtei Lechem. Ubenenas, Goma Yiyu Yiyu, that Mal Alan Kvasim, Afkan Kvasim, those are better from Yiyu Yiyu, Rashi Sivgabe, Shnei Kvasim. The Yiyu, here also, the Kuva has to mean Shnei Kvasim, that's the main thing. That you could bring the Shnei Kvasim without the Lechem, but not the Lechem without the Shnei Kvasim. So Benena says the Yiyu goes on to the Shnei Kvasim better. For the Gemara, why? Would Benena's Nami Nelef Lesana better mitiyenu? That Ma Lahalin Lechem goes on the Lechem, Afkan Lechem, but that's the Kuv you have to have. So then he says back, no, Donin Yiyu Miyu. It's better to learn out from Shnei Kvasim that it says Yiyu, to Yay Donin Yiyu mitiyenu. It's a different type of a word. So Mor still says, my nafkum, no, what's the difference? Hatana the Rebbe Shmuel, the Rebbe Shmuel learns. When the prophet says, Veshev HaKoyin Abla HaKoyin, so make the Zerah Shavah, Zui Shiva, Zui Di, you learn out in the Pashas of the Goyim, you learn out different halachas, one from the other, even though they're two different words, since they mean the same. So they're also Yi and Tiyu, they mean the same, you learn out one from the other. So Marin says the famous Teretz, Hani Mili, when do we say this? Hecha the Lekha the Domilei, when there's no other word to learn out similar to this one. When there's a similar word to learn out from, but the Dhammalayafim, they will learn out from the word that's more similar. Another one says, Rabbi Kiva Nami, Lelef Yemiyu. Why does he learn out that Likuva should be the Shnei Kvasim and not the Shnei Lechem? So where it says, Donin Dove Shematana Lakayin, Midove Shematana Lakayin, Bafuke Hani, the Yerlis Ninu. Where it says, the Shnei Kvasim is talking about the Korban Oilo. So the oilers, those are kulul Hashem, there's no matan l'kayin. Therefore, Kiva learns out better, Tiyeno goes on better, goes on the mincha, which is matan to Hashem. My matan to Kahanim. The boy is saying, Bikruah gufu chemitkiz, the machoid is in the Pasuk itself. Pasuk says, Kodish yiyul Hashem l'kayin, as you go to the kayin. But Kiva is sabar, Eze davish kul l'kayin, what's the thing that goes to the kayin of Yom Ezelechem? Therefore, the Pasuk is talking about the Lechem, that's Likub, you have to have the Lechem. But then if no, Miksiv Kodesh Yul HaKoyin, it says Kodesh Yul HaShem, Meshivit Kodesh HaShem, LaKoyin Ksiv, that means, Eiz the Dover, which thing, Shem Miktsasa LaShem and Miktsas LaKoyin, that half and half goes to HaShem and half goes to the Koyin. Have Yoyim Eilu Kvosim, it goes round around the Kvosim. That the Shnei Kvosim here of the Shlomim is like, part goes to Hashem, and part goes to the Kohen. Therefore, the Pasuk is talking about the Kvosim. For the Kiva, Miksiv, Kodesh Yil Hashem, for La Kohen Hashem, La Kohen Ksiv, it says the word La Kohen, Kirafuna, Dom Rafuna, Kodesh Hashem, Venos La Kohen, means there's a Shino Hashem here, Rashi says, Mitzvah, the Mishuchon, Gavaya Kazachoy, but Vilke, Nosa, the Rafuna, I guess La Gerl's going on, a koponim here, he says, going on, the matan of the equus to the kohen. That's be kula to the kohen. What's kula to the kohen? The shtei lechem. That's kula to the kohen. Therefore, the pasuk that says you have to have likuva goes on the shnei alechem. That's the Kiva shita, that you have to have the shtei lechem in order to bring the kvasim. But even without the kvasim, you can bring the shtei lechem. And Benena says, no, the equus pasuk is talking about a thing that's miksa lekohen and miksa lashem, which is the shnei kvasim, which was shlomim, that part of it goes to Hashem, the Emurim, and part of it goes to the Kohen. That's what's Likuva. That you have to have. If you have the Lechem, good. If not, you can still bring the Shtei Kvasim without the Lechem. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding again the bottom Gemara of Mem Heyim Abayis. Okay, last Shaila was for Rabbi Kiva, last two lines. Miksiv Kodesh Yiyul Hashem V'la Kohen. Does the Pasuk say, should be Kodesh Yiyu LaShem, enter the Kohen? It says, LaShem LaKohen, Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Kodesh Yiyu LaShem LaKohen, not to both. So the Pshat is, Kedir Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna, Kono HaShem,
means first taka tchala comes mishulchan gvoya. It has gdushas Hashem, it has hegdish on it. But right away, benostun l'kayin, those things given over to the kayin. This goes on the mincha neshtelechem, that those things given over to the kayin. Does not go on the kvostim, because those taka are both. That's what the Kivis Taina, does the Apostle say, Miksev Kodesh Yir Lashem Vilakoin? It doesn't say Vilakoin, it says Lashem Lukoin Ksev. So it means it has Taka Kedushas Haguf, but the Ikar is, it's the Matona Lukoin.